פרק פרקת משנה ב', מי שמת והניח אישו באחו ביורשים. Somebody who died and leaves over a small amount of money, and his wife wants this money to collect the ksuba with, and he has a bachov, somebody who he owes money to, who wants this money to collect the ksuba with, and his yorshim also want to take this money and call it their zchus yerusha. The money is not enough to pay back both the isha and the bachov. V'hayi lo pikadon omilva biyadachir. The only money he left was a pikadon, and it was in the hands of a third party, or it was owed to him by somebody else. Now, if this money was already in the hands of the yorshim, then the Ishan of Achol would not be able to collect the money from the Yorshim anymore, as there is a clause that even if money is owed to you during the father's lifetime, if the father did not leave over karka, he didn't leave over any real estate, only money or other assets, then your chov cannot be collected from the Yorshim anymore. But here, since the money is in the hands of a third party, the Yorshim, do not have this money yet, then it would be possible to collect your chov from this money. Rabbi Tarfon, I may enough to my koshel shabahem. Rabbi Tarfon says, we give this money to either the Isha or the Balchov, whichever one is weakest. Now, who is considered weakest? Some say whoever has the latest date on his star, he is the weakest, as he has the hardest time collecting his chov from the lekuchos, from the people that bought karka from the father before his death, as you can only collect from lekuchos if they bought karka after the date of your star, and since his star at the latest date, he is the weakest, and therefore we give the money to him. And some say that the Isha is always considered the weakest, since she is less competent to collect her chov from the lekuchos, and therefore we give the money to her. Rabbi Akiva, Oimer, Eimer, Rachamim, B'din. Rabbi Akiva says, we don't have pity when we are trying to decide a din. We don't give the money to the weakest. Ela yinas mil yorshim. Instead, we give the money to the yorshim. Shekula zrichan shvua, v'ena yorshim, zrichan shvua. Anybody wants to collect from yorshim, even if they have a star, they still have to make a shvua that the money is really owed to them, and Yorshim don't have to make a shvua before they inherit property. So therefore, called by the Ishan and the Bachov, don't make a shvua. We are skeptical whether or not money is really owed to them, so therefore we give the money to the Yorshim first, and once the Yorshim has the money, then the chov cannot be collected for them anymore, and there is a klai, cannot collect a chov from Yorshim unless the father left over karka. This mission is a continuation of the previous mission. That somebody that dies and leaves over a small amount of parents that were already uprooted from the ground, and he has an Isha that wants to take these parents to collect his ksuba with, and he has a Bachov who wants to take these parents to collect his chov with, and the parents is not enough to pay back both the Isha and the Bachov. Now, as we said in the previous mission, if these parents were already in the hands of the Yorshim, then the Isha and the Bachov would not be able to collect their chov from the parents anymore, as you can only collect from Yorshim if the father left over karka. But here, the parents were not in the hands of the Yorshim. Instead, the father left these parents outside in the street, so therefore the din is that whoever grabs them first can keep them. The Yorshim gets them first, the Yorshim gets them, the Isha and the Bachov gets them first, they keep them. Zachse Isha Yoyser Miksuvaso Bachov Yoyser Al-Khoibo. If the Isha took the parents and it turns out the value of the parents is more than the value of her tzuba, or if the Bachov took them and the value of the parents is more than the value of his chov, so now the parents are not out in the street anymore. Instead, they are in the hands of the Bachov or the Isha, so therefore we don't say anymore Ka'akodim Zacha. So the din is Hamayser, the extra parents that are in the hands of the Isha and the Bachov, Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, Enough to Nulakoshel to Behem. Rabbi Tarfon says, we give it to whichever one is weakest. We had earlier that the Baal Chov who has the latest date on his star is considered the weakest. And some say the Isha is always considered the weakest since she is less competent to collect her Chov from the Lekucha. Rabbi Akiva, I may Merachim in Bedin. Rabbi Akiva holds we don't have pity when we decide it, then we don't give it to the weakest. He also argues that even if the parents were left outside in the street, we don't say Ka Kaidim Zacha Behem. Instead, according to Rabbi Akiva, Ella Yinasu LeYorshim, the whole amount is given to the Yorshim. Shekulan Tzrichan Shvua, Veina Yorshim, Tzrichan Shvua. Any Baal Chov who wants to collect their Chov from the Yorshim, even if they have a star, they have to make a Shvua. The Yorshim don't have to make a Shvua before they inherit property. So therefore, Kovmat, the Isha and the Baal Chov, did not make a Shvua. We do not believe the claim that they are owed money, so therefore we give the parents to the Yorshim. And once the parents are in the hands of the Yorshim, the Baal Chov can no longer collect their chov from the Yorshim as since the father did not leave over karka, you cannot collect the chov from your sin from other assets.